opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Hey, today is the 1st of September. How'd we lost August.
Wow.
7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, they've got quite a few people in
there. They had a job fair yesterday.
Very successful.
Very successful.
And, phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And we have the YouTube channel is going for it. Not only is it broadcasting our images on YouTube, it is now, for the first time, you can hear us. Yes, that's right. You can hear us. And we're doing a beta test right now on this to see if it works. Yeah. Now, you won't hear us during the breaks. Every time the mics are turned off,
good.
You won't hear anything,
good.
Which is good because that's when we usually take time to admire.
This is when we say sometimes nasty words, sometimes improper behavior and major eye rolling kisses.
They can still see it.
Yeah.
They just can't hear.
That's all right.
The major words. Okay.
And kisses.
Okay. And kisses. Yes. Well, they can still see that.
Okay. Right. Okay, weather update today. Of course, when we look outside, when you think that it just can't get smokier, I just want to tell you right now, when you look outside, we're going to see that big red sun again. Today will be 90, variable wind becoming 5 to 10 miles per hour in the afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, or if you can see the sky, with overnight lows of 60. Thursday calls for sunny. Now, this is the National Weather Service forecast, by the way, folks, that comes out. The last date was 1:39 a.m., September 1st. So they don't, this is not specific to just Reading. We can do the downtown weather, but this is basically what they call this in the Reading area, not realizing that right now we do have major smoke clouds in the sky. So mostly clear Thursday night with the lows of around 62. Friday calls for 95. I think we just kind of want to get with these upper, Saturday 97, Sunday 100, and Labor Day 101. Are you ready for Labor Day? Anyway, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior, and veteran discounts, 365-3793, located in Anderson, a veteran-owned business.
Air quality index is 259, very unhealthy out there. So if you've got asthma or lung problems or things like this, you probably would like to think about staying inside today.
And it's currently 63 degrees. I didn't go with the opening number of the day.
Sorry.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Before we get to our very knowledgeable guest, I want to talk a little bit about the Calder Fire. The Calder Fire. Arm and hand signals.
What about the Calder Fire?
You use those on the horse, and it seems to work.
Okay, Calder
I'm not
Fire.
Sure with it.
I'm sorry,
that's
we had
the
so
one
many
that's
fires.
Heading for Tahoe. It crested the summit. It's only the second time ever in history that fires have crested the summit. And the first time, guess what the first fire was? The Dixie Fire.
Ooh.
Yeah, the one that's still burning, and it's over 1,100, 1,200 square miles at this point. Now, the governor of Nevada is very, he's very concerned about it, as you can imagine, because it's never happened before. The governor has said that he's called up the National Guard that's helped keep those lines, that they have cleared 31,000 acres in this area over the last few years. And he said, I'm not pointing a finger at Newsom, or California. But they haven't done anything like this, and now two of the ski resorts, they're literally on one of them. We're using the chairlifts to get firefighters up to the fight. They're using their snowmaking machines for pumping water out there. Heavenly, which is world famous, it's in both California and Nevada. It's threatened. The downtown Lake Tahoe is empty. Everybody headed out on 50 going east because west, if you go west on it, it's shut down. 89, the road we rode on, we drove up.
Carson Pass,
shut down. Parts of it are shut down.
Well, we watched as it was encroaching, and we saw several CHPs looking out over.
Cal Fire.
Excuse me?
It was Cal Fire. Looking down in the valley there.
Anyway, so just dire. U.S. 50 westbound into the Tahoe Basin at Spooner Junction, westbound to Foothill Road, and westbound on 50. That's Nevada Department of Transportation has the following roads closed. This is 12 hours ago, by the way. And again, for they were saying, fuel, medications, keepsakes, documents, and groceries. Think about your loved ones on oxygen or anyone may need assistance leaving their home. Of course, with our animals. Yesterday you had Mark Story on with Haven Humane talking about don't depend on somebody else, folks, because when you're in, and one of the things you said about horses, which I thought was very interesting, was that if you have not practiced with your horses loading or unloading, when you're in mayhem with an evacuation, that you need to not just be spending 45 minutes trying to get that animal or animals loaded. That's something to be thinking about now, right now, folks. Anybody listening? Do you have the proper vehicles or the proper carriers for your livestock and your pets to be able to evacuate if you needed to evacuate? It's happening all around us. It's just something there for us to test ourselves and see if we're ready in the case there is. And, you know, we've all experienced that in the car. But as we've 2 years later, 3 years later, if we've included more animals into our lives, what's your plan? Do you have a plan? And is it ready to go intact?
The governor of Nevada has said since 2000, they've cleared 31,000 acres of hazardous fuels on the Nevada side of the Tahoe Basin. He called on California to implement more aggressive forest thinning measures as massive wildfire seems to become the new norm. The head of Cal Fire said yesterday, it was almost like, he said, if you haven't burnt, you will. He said, I don't foresee any acre in California that cannot be burnt. Think about what he just said. I mean, I imagine he's not talking like the inner cities of L.A., but then again, I don't know. They set them on fire all the time. But the, you know, just the fires around here. So, yeah, California. My friends, I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, Green, Purple. We have, you know, if we got one thing that we should all be able to agree with, it's we need to do something about managing the forest. We've got we've got firefighters from literally all over the United States fighting these fires. Dixie Fire is still going anywhere it wants. The Calder Fire has burnt over the summit and is heading down the hill. The people up there are just, you know, they never expected this to happen. It may forever change the color of Lake Tahoe, the fire, because of the ash. What's going to be pouring into the lake when the rains come may forever change that. And this is something that did not have to happen at this level because our leadership has not done its job. Anyway. Enough of that. We're going to take an early break. We're going to come back with Dr. Trudy Pratt. We're going to talk about something called monoclonal and other methods. It's, you know, what we have here with this, so many people in the hospital, is once you get tested and you test positive, what happens then? What is being done to keep people out of the hospital? And, frankly, it's like stay home, stay isolated until you get sicker. Then we'll take care of you. Is that the right idea? This portion of the show brought to you by friends over at Sleep Number. Sleep Number. You know, last night I changed my Sleep Number setting. I dropped it down 5 to 35. My Sleep Number setting was 35, and I just, man, I was out.
Right.
I
lowered mine too. Mine was 20.
Yeah.
And, in our old Sleep Number, it was 55. And so with this new, split top M7 that we have, it sounds like, it is basically like, It's just amazing technology, by the way. And so depending on your fatigue, we're going through the fires, we're going through what it is to have extra stress in our lives, we may want to play with our numbers when we sleep. And that's the beautiful thing about our sleep number and our sleep number settings.
And, you know, the other thing, too, is couples cannot agree on the temperature in the room. One will say it's too hot, one will say it's too cold. Well, it's nice to know that we are one of the 17%, Linda, that agrees on the temperature of the room. So, cold, like that. Anyway, discover the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. Now, during the Labor Day weekend special, all beds are on sale. You can save 50% on the new limited edition smart bed, plus free delivery and setup on all smart beds, plus special financing. Ends Monday. Only at the Sleep Number store, over in the Target Shopping Center, or any Sleep Number stores, really. Now, the financing comes with, that you have to, subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for more details. 7:16 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Californians can make history this summer, first by recalling Gavin Newsom, and on the same ballot electing a conservative leader with a proven record, Ted Gaines.
Hi, this is Ted Gaines. As a state lawmaker, I fought the tax and spend liberals at the Capitol. As an independent business owner, I fight big insurance companies on behalf of small businesses. On California's tax board, I fight to uphold Prop 13 and protect homeowners and taxpayers. I'm running for governor because we can rescue our state from Newsom's failed agenda. As your governor, I'll slash the gas tax and keep cost of living in check. I'll stop liberal plans to defund the police, and I will veto any bill that raises taxes, period. You deserve a governor who can transform California into a safe and affordable place to raise a family. I'm Ted Gaines. That's my pledge to you. Please vote yes on the recall and vote Ted Gaines for governor.
Visit TedGaines.com. Paid for by Gaines for Governor 2021.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Thirty years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out. and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Talk Radio with Carl Lindelof. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank hit the ground running when it started. Somebody asked me the other day, called yesterday, that was looking at Cornerstone. They said, well, they locally owned. We're in another bank, but it keeps getting bought out. And I said, yeah, it's locally owned, locally run, local board of directors, three branches, right now, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one in downtown Redding, 1845 California Street, and the other at 150 Cypress Ave. I'm sorry. The other one and the, Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. They're opening another one in Anderson. They've been, moving people's dreams forward since the day they opened. They're just a great bank to do business with. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We're here with Dr. Trudy Pratt. Good morning, Dr. Trudy
Good
Pratt.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on today.
And
happy to be here.
Full disclosure here is that, Trudy used to have a show on our station here for years, and, just became overwhelmed with all the things she did. And wanted her Saturdays off, you know,
hey,
because
how dare
she works.
Me.
How
yeah.
dare
no.
you? And here's the other thing we have to reveal is that she's also our chiropractor and keeps
it's fun
us.
Fun to be your chiropractor.
Well,
all right, right. Let's just go back into the day that Carl first moved to Redding. We have been with you.
I moved into Trudy's house.
Where, yes, Trudy was in
Trudy
San Diego.
Didn't live there.
No,
San
Diego.
No, Trudy was in San Diego doing, working with another doctor doing treatments. And expanding her knowledge as she always is learning and stretching and growing and also does excellent. We both go to her for our, like a naturopathic, but still nutrition expert, different kinds of ways rather than, Western, like real hard medicine. How can we go about doing this? She's an expert with that. She also is an expert in body work and chiropractic care. And, whenever we've been in a plugged situation or just wanted to keep our bodies going, and especially, you know, that last year I went through a 4-month period of just really a bad scare. It was Trudy who also helped me to get through that, still does. And so that's what we're here to say, that we do talk on a regular basis with Trudy and ask her advice, and she's ever evolving, especially now. Today we're going to be talking about COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right. Thank you, Linda. That's very sweet.
I mean it. Otherwise, I wouldn't say it.
Put that down just a little bit in front of you.
Is
and
that
then talking
more
to
the
that.
Spot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
gee, how quickly we forget.
Well, it's been like, 8 years.
I know. Right up here on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the things that you said to me one day, and it just made sense, because at the same time, you know, you were sending me, you know, say, hey, you need to listen to this or look at this, is that right now we're being in the United States. Some of the emergency rooms, some of the hospitals are just being overrun by COVID patients. There is a hesitation on people to get vaccinated on a group of people. We now have something like 91 people in the hospitals here, more than we've ever had with COVID before. We've had several deaths. And one of the things that you said that made such sense to me was, why hasn't the medical profession, when you come down with COVID, you end up quarantining at home, you know, when you come up positive. And a lot of times, many times, people just get sicker. And they don't do anything until they get so sick they have to take them to the hospital.
Right.
And we have a friend, that's exactly what had happened. He contacted it through a wedding, small wedding party, he and his wife, and he's a big strong boy and a warrior ethos, and he said, hey, I can handle this. Ends up in the hospital for 3 days. After 7 days at home, 8 days at home, he ends up in the hospital. There was no treatment from the day he popped positive on COVID. And this is what you're going to talk about today.
Right. Now, in his case, that was like original COVID, right? Our original emergency.
Right.
And now it's a lot of months later, and it makes sense to me, and I sort of need to back up with the fact that it was just, you know, when you start looking around online, it really was other people's information that hit me. It wasn't that I really came up with that idea on my own, but it did kind of burn through my gut, and it made me realize that, you know, I'm in the prevention business. That's really what my life is about. And if we can try to help people get connected with things that can be early treatment, get hooked into a lot of online doctors, get reconnected with their own doctor, to try to come up with a plan that fits them to try to bolster their immunity even way before they could ever even get COVID, we have this unbelievable opportunity to not plug the hospital. And it's overwhelmingly confusing when you try to figure out, well, what should I be doing? And so so when I was talking to Carl about that, it became clear to me that, you know, I think we have a conversation that's ready to start here about how to help people in a little more aggressive way. And there are different, some people are really good at taking the preventative supplements that we can talk about here in a minute, you know, the big five that are going around, and then some of these nasal sprays. And some people are so good at this oximeter thing that I have in my hand, of sort of putting that little pinch, that little clothespin on their finger, and knowing how to operate within that world. And there are people that absolutely can't do that. And that's difficult. And so we need to have options to get everybody healthier and get them preventing COVID if we can.
We have a caller on the phone. Donna, do you have a question for our guest?
No, I was talking, what I had in mind was just the fires and the management of the forest. I can hold on until later.
No, why don't you just hit it right,
Donna,
now,
go
Donna.
Ahead, please.
Go on.
Well, I grew up in this area in the 1950s. There was logging trucks all over. Most everyone you knew worked in the timber mills in the lumber industry. And then I left the area. My husband is retired military. After we were stationed back in New York, we came back to Reading in 1974. At that time, there was a lot of discussion about the environmentalists wanted to protect the white spotted owl. They wanted to stop the logging. And that's been nearly 50 years ago, and there's been poor management in the forest for that many years. And back, you know, in the 70s, they were saying you're going to create huge fires because of the poor management. So we're seeing that today. And I just thought, it's not poor management in the last 20, 30 years. It's been the last 50 years. There's dead wood in the forest, and there's trees that have grown up in all those years. That's what's causing our problem today.
Yes, ma'am. And this is one of the reasons we have to get into the forest management. As we've said, we've got to take out those small trees. What's wrong with just keeping trees that are 30 inches in circumference and then trying to clear other stuff out? But this has been going on, you know, you've noticed it in 50 years, but back, I think it was even further than that, that we started into this only you can prevent forest fires. And, you know, so we didn't cut down trees. We've now got ourselves into a situation where literally every tree in California that's maybe not surrounding, it's not down a major street, even though they could burn too, can burn. Yes. Donna, thank you so much. Thank you so much for your phone call.
Yes, okay. Thank you.
And you're right.
Have
on, too.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you. Okay, the rest of this time we'll stick with this. We're with Dr. Trudy Pratt. And if what Dr. Pratt is saying is we have not, and other doctors, of course, if people get COVID, we're not doing anything about it till it gets so bad that they have to get to the hospital. And there are methods out there. Even Dr. Fauci has said, oh, yeah, there's things we can do.
And right. The FDA has just now approved some of the things that we're going to be talking about after the break.
Right. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Craftmaster Windshield Repair. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff Wurst can fix it. He guarantees his work. He's not going to take any chances with the safety of your family. He comes from the old school. When he fixes a crack in your windshield or a chip, he guarantees it for life. It's a better-known business. Jeff Wurst is a man of his word. Bring your vehicle in for a free consultation at 3208 South Market Street or give them a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. 7:30, we'll be right back. About starting a new career or upskilling for the career you have right now? It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. Reskill for those new jobs that are emerging in Shasta County. Find out today about their veterans programs and free tuition. All of this at Shasta College. Go to shastacollege.edu.
Over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean is a family-owned business. They offer only the highest quality service. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111. High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Reading, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. If you go to KCNR Reading on YouTube, you can see us inside the studios here and listen to us. It's a little something we're trying. Dr. Trudy Pratt's our guest and is waving out there. This portion of the show brought to you by
Estate Granite. Mike at Estate Granite has been custom altering homes in Shasta County and beyond for many, many years. He's a vocal and a local supporter. Veteran owned and run business. Check out 241 Stone. That's Mike at Estate Granite. And he also works by appointment. So give him a call at, again, 241 Stone. All right. We've been talking about
Dr. Trudy Pratt. What happens if you are positive on, you come positive for COVID? Everybody wants to isolate you, send you home.
Drink fluids. And wait.
And wait to see if you get sick enough to go to the hospital. Well, there is another avenue out there. Dr. Pratt.
So what I wanted to come up with and come on today was to talk about just different ideas that people can do, because there's nothing more nerve-wracking than trying to figure out if you're going to be one of the people in the hospital or if you're going to be one of the people that had just the slightest little runny nose and you're fine. And so when we look at options for care, one of the things I learned is that we have doctors online that are treating COVID and giving people medication prophylactically, which means prevention. So there are groups that will help you. And so the first thing I really want people to know is that they're not alone, because it's really lonely. COVID means lonely. COVID is a disempowered place, and we got to get people starting to feel stronger, and we have to get a little more compassion in that world right there. And so we need to sort of come together and try to help people get through that diagnosis. And so for the people that have absolutely no problem, fantastic. And then there are all the people that really are struggling. And even if they didn't go to the hospital, I mean, it's hard to decide if you need to go to the hospital. And the sicker you get, the worse you are at deciding that. It's hard to figure that out. And so one of the things we have is we have our own physicians. And so it's always worth calling your own physician and say, hey, I was diagnosed with COVID. I'm not sure what I should do. And so they may or may not be a COVID treater. It's hard to know. And maybe they can offer you ideas and suggestions. But what we do have online is we have up to now 5 websites of doctors, U.S. doctors, that will help you. And so you can become part of a system of log in, you get your password, they snap a picture of you, et cetera, or you can, you get connected with these groups, and then you either can have a long list of doctors to call, or you can go through the websites that will send you medicine. And so, or they'll tell you about the 5 supplements that will help you. So we're going to talk about those, because that's within my scope of practice. And they will help walk you through COVID. And so we know COVID has the I'm infected phase, and then it has the wow, I'm inflamed, and I feel sort of like someone is pouring hot cement into my head and through my kidneys. And, you know, so there's like the what we call the cytokine storm, all this swelling and inflammation. And then there's that point where people start to clot, right? And so we have all this thrombosis, which means clotting, and we have oxygen that starts to dip down, and it gets pretty serious. And for some people, it gets serious very quickly, and for some people, it never gets serious. And so already, I think the point I want to make to people is that those are hard decisions to make for yourself. So at the beginning treatment, for early COVID, when you're infected, there's like a whole group of drugs that you would take, and that's including the monoclonal antibodies that I know you guys are excited about, and so am I. And then there are all of the swelling inflammation drugs. That's like 7 or 8 drugs. And so right now, people are expected a little bit to like figure that out on their own. I think that is a little bit intimidating. And then once we, somewhere in that zone, we're all supposed to figure out when we're supposed to go to the hospital. So what I would like to do is get out in front of it, help people get on 5 tried and true supplements, and get them connected to physicians around our country through these websites, that if they feel they need added support, if they want any kind of help, they feel confident that they can get it.
The fact is that most of us, when you talk about supplements, we take our one a days, and that's about it. But in this case, there are supplements that can help with things bonding in your body and overcoming pain in these. Let's address those first, and then let's go into the monoclonals,
okay,
which seems to be showing such great promise.
Yeah.
But again, my friends, this is what we're talking about is people get and Trudy captured it perfectly. You get diagnosed with COVID, you go home, you're isolated. And then now you just kind of like the next 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 days, you're there getting worse. And there's ways of combating this. And one of the big ones is the oxygen, that you, what is that?
Yeah, this is called a pulse oximeter. So
oximeter.
I just brought this,
this
in.
This is why my friend ended up in the hospital. I went out and bought one, dropped it at their door. His oxygen level, which is supposed to be at 92 at the lowest, was 88. Next morning it was 80, which means clotting, all of these things. He was in an ambulance that day.
Fantastic.
And that's why if you, you know, and try and find them now because, you know, they're difficult to find, but just using something like that to see where your oxygen level is.
You may need to, like, in your neighborhood, if you can't find one, at least you have one. Your neighbor, you can lend it to you. You know what I mean? Go back and forth. Just, you know, so, but we, do want to say that again, we're going to be going through the different levels of things that you can do in order to do your barrier to protect yourself like you do around your house. You clear cut around your house so the fire doesn't hit you. If the fire then encroaches, which we're talking COVID, how do we deflect it? Or what do we do if we have it? Now, yesterday I was on North Pacelli. I made a wrong turn thinking, okay, where is this place? And there was a line wrapped around a place that was doing COVID-19 testing. Unbelievable. I couldn't believe, like, what are all these people? Oh, my God, it's the COVID-19.
What are the supplements?
Okay, so let's just go through quickly what they are, and then later we can go through kind of how to take them. But just to kind of list them, we know it's good old vitamin C, right? And then we have vitamin D. We have melatonin, which puts you to sleep. We have zinc. And then we have a bioflavonoid called quercetin, which just kind of activates the zinc and so helps it get deeper in the cell. So those are not – those are like – old school, not really interesting. They're at Orchard Nutrition, Rite Aid, Grocery Outlet. There are a trillion other supplements that are good, but this has become the recommended standard of care for supplements coming through a lot of physicians in our country. And so I want to make sure that we kind of have that support and just kind of acknowledgement that starting out with these supplements is a very big deal.
Now, and this can, and this is starting
like
that.
Start yesterday.
You can start yesterday, and that will assist in if you do get COVID.
Try to get yourself bulletproof.
Yeah. Well, we have
as much as possible.
Added the, I mean, we've been taking the C and the D, but we've added in the zinc. And the melatonin is something that we think of at taking at nighttime to help us rest.
Right.
So that's a nighttime supplement.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one I'm not aware of.
Okay.
That starts with a Q?
It starts with a Q, Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N, and that helps zinc get into the cell. And so those are easy.
And what does zinc do?
And so zinc is a very good viral disruptor, and so we're into disrupting viruses. And this whole program is about building immunity and trying to knock things, constantly disrupting that virus. And so very easy concepts. It's not really high tech, but it's profound. And so let's just decide that people need to start with that, right? And then we have, now, right now in the last few days, Dr. Fauci is excited about the monoclonal antibody.
Well, let's talk about that after the break.
So, okay.
But let's keep going on this one.
We've got
like a minute. You have in front of you, the saline solution.
Right. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have the supplements, and then we know that also part of the, you know, it's considered kind of the go bag. You know, we are all about our go bags. And so the go bag for COVID, which is your group of supplements, you also have, I bought this at Grocery Outlet for $1.39, and this is the saline nasal spray. And so this is something that you can, we know that viruses like to kind of hide up in the nose and kind of hang out in the teeth a little bit. So just more of the Listerine, that's that gold color, is also becoming a standard of care. And also this saline solution of clean out your nose a little bit.
Now, Dr. George Dohm had introduced the concept because he's, of course, the ear, nose, and throat
he's
guy
really
around
our
here.
Pioneer.
He's an instructor. Down at the universities, he added betadine, a half of a teaspoon, to one of the bottles of the big bottles of the saline solution. And what he's used that for decades. And what
before
it does,
and after every patient.
Yeah, and what it does is it helps clear out all infections or anything that's in there. When he published this, when he said, this is what I use, I mean, my God, he was attacked and all this. He didn't say this prevents it. It was one of the arrows in the quiver that helps you combat catching it. You know, it can help you. It's not going to prevent anything.
Exactly. And I think people were looking for the thing. Yeah, and now we know it's a combination of things working together, including medications. They're all going together to help individual symptoms.
With that, you know, with the number of things you can do to help alleviate or help try to alleviate the symptoms, but also to try and fight off getting it. There's, you know, other things we talked about, the supplements, the nose spray. And then what happens if you do get it then? And this is what we're going to talk about when we get back. We're with Dr. Trudy Pratt. One of the people says, it's people have to decide when it's not hard to decide when to go in. It's when you can't breathe anymore. That's true, but it's before that. It's what we're talking about is the day they say you've got COVID. You've been exposed to COVID. You're positive. Now, there's going to be just a multitude of people that they just take it and walk on. It doesn't infect, it doesn't affect them like that. But it does affect many others. And this is where, during this time frame, when you're isolated, that you can do so much to help yourself. And that's what we're going to talk about when we get back.
Those crazy nights I do remember in my youth. I do recall those were the best times, most of all.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot here. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. The lines are full. Nick, Richard, we want to get a couple other things out, but then we'll get to you right after this. One of the big things that has happened is the monoclonal that Fauci has said, oh, this is good. And so after DeSantis of Florida and many others started pushing it. What is that?
So what we have in our town, we have three spots where you can go get a monoclonal antibody, either infusion or shot. And I think they've moved into being a shot. And so what it is clear back early COVID, when Tom Hanks got COVID, he had a shot of someone else's antibodies. And so he had an injection that built his own immunity based on the trigger of someone else's antibodies. And so at that point, we were needing people to donate. They were needing people to donate antibodies, right? And so that was kind of a difficult thing. So then it became a medication. So pharmaceutical company, and for us it's Regeneron, started making a monoclonal antibody so that people could do either a slow infusion, which means sit in a chair and have it slow dripped into you, or now in California we're doing more of a shot. And so in our town we have three spots where you can go to get these, and this is something that you try to do within the first 10 days. And so the earlier the better.
This is according to University of Alabama Vaccine Research Clinic, monoclonal antibodies or supplemental antibodies that can be administered early in the course of infection, the first 10 days after symptoms commence, to rapidly bind and kill the COVID virus. The infusion can be life-saving if given in the first 10 days of symptoms. Now, it only lasts for a few weeks, so it's not like a vaccine.
Okay, so maybe up to 3 months. That's okay. Kind of what's going on now.
Oh, to a few months. Yeah, it is. It's said from a few weeks to a few months.
All right. Okay. And then we just know that with COVID information, it changes every 7 minutes, right? Sure. So whatever we're saying today could be 7 minutes out of date or 70 minutes out of date, and it's still out of date. And so recently, Dr. Fauci is citing research that these monoclonal antibody treatments can really reduce serious illness and death and hospitalization by 70 to 85%. And I think that's huge, but we've been hearing that now for months. We've had monoclonals in Redding since at least April. And so,
So walk us through. So somebody's standing in line that yesterday and they get okay, you're positive. Go home. Now you can get the monoclonal. Does that, you have to get it through a doctor's prescription? How does it happen? You can't just walk in somewhere, right?
So what you do is we have them at Shasta Regional. We have them at Mercy, and we have them at Owens Infusion Center. So you're going to call over there and you're going to make an appointment. And so, but you have to fit a criteria right now. So
once you test positive.
Right. So you have to be a higher risk person over the age of 12. You have to have something a little bit wrong with you. And so either you're immune compromised, you're over 65, you have something. So that right now they're not exactly open to absolutely everyone. You have to be part of the group that could suffer largely.
Okay.
And so, the conversation at this point is that maybe they're going to be open to everyone. We're not really sure. But right now, that's where we are. They're not super popular. And we kind of, when we look at...
people don't know about them.
They don't know about them. And we're trying to empower people to make good choices.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
All right. Nick, quickly, we don't have a lot of time.
Okay. Well, knowing that some doctors are a complete failure and some are just super wonders, I'm wondering about supplements. Will any old supplement do? How can I be sure I'm getting a good supplement that I can absorb? That's it.
Okay, Nick, thanks.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because the supplements listed are, you can almost have a junky vitamin C and it will help you. Same with D, same with zinc. You know, you can almost put anything down you and it's going to work. What you're going to get with a higher, more expensive supplement is you're not going to get a whole lot of fillers and strange products that are possibly not identified. And so you can probably, if you're really, really a budgeter, you could probably do a less expensive vitamin supplement. And if you really want to make sure you're getting the best thing, Nick, I would get over to a nutrition store. I hope that helps.
Yeah, or to nutrition.
Okay, Richard. Do you have a question for our guest?
Comment and a question. I tuned in late. Hey, really good job. You guys have somebody on actually trying to shove down our throat, and I say that politely, other than the government narrative on treating COVID. So really good. I'm happy to hear that there's other things out there. And my question is, and by the way, you'll never hear our public health department talk about this stuff because Karen Ramson will tell you that, yeah, I can't give medical advice. Oh, but she can advise you to take a jab, so I think that's a little contradictory. My question is, what does the doctor today, what does he think about the government trying to quell most of this alternative treatment information? Thank you so much.
You bet. He said is, I think...
What do you think about the government trying
to quell?
Is the
government trying to quell the information where supplements and this...
Well, I would say maybe for the first time in my career, I can see that there's more openness because I can see all these websites, medical websites saying start with these supplements, get on these supplements, get going on these supplements. And I would say that that's neat. I'm excited about that. So
okay.
Part of what I need people to get hooked into are these websites.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And now
I am on WebMD.com, and I just want to say quickly that it says the FDA has recently expanded what it means to be high risk for severe COVID-19. Many people now qualify for monoclonal antibodies, including those with high blood pressure, heart disease, body mass index higher than 30, and autoimmune disorder, people taking immunosuppressant drugs, and people who are pregnant.
Right.
And this could be for
a game
women,
changer.
Women who are pregnant, that because of a concern about the vaccine, this could really be a game changer for them.
Right.
Okay. Now, Trudy, tell us what these sites are.
Yeah, so the places I want people to get hooked into, and if you want to write this down, listeners, there are three sites out of five that I brought you today. And so one would be America's Frontline Doctors. And so go to that in your search engine. That's easy. And you can pay $90 and get a visit with a physician and then have them prescribe you early COVID treatment medications and have just support, have people supporting you. And then you can also ask them, if things get worse, what do I do? So you can get some help. So you can go to that. We also have a website that is, I'm going to read you letters, extnc.com. And that's a big list of doctors around the world, including the United States, mostly in the United States, and many in California. And actual doctors are listed. So that's helpful. You can kind of just look through doctors' names. And you can also go to their websites and see what their ideas are about treating COVID and get some support that way, because I want people to be able to get hooked in to support. The last one I have for you is a group called the FLCCC, and this is a group of doctors that you can just see on their site lists and lists of very good doctors to go to. And that's the group that started this whole empowerment of getting early treatment going. And so I like to kind of support them a lot too.
Now that was pretty quick. So what we're going to ask Dr. Pratt to do is send me a text or a quick email. We're going to put it on Facebook.
Okay.
We can link it to the chat pack and all this, but for sure it's going to be in our Facebook page. And we're not saying, oh, you don't have to get a vaccination. That's not what's being said. It, what's being said is if you've become positive with COVID, here's what you can do to help yourself, except sit there in a dark room
and
watching,
worry.
And watching TV and worrying if
I may die.
Get worse.
Yeah. And then the other thing we should probably mention is that this is also a wake-up call for Americans to get healthier. And so COVID does not appear to be going away. It might just keep changing its face a little bit, but we still know that people with blood sugar issues, people that carry too much weight. We've got a lot of people who are super vulnerable. And so you can't change your genetics, you can't change your ethnicity, but you can change those things that are lifestyle based. And so we kind of know that over time, small shifts create big change. And so if, you know, we have a problem with people who are heavier having a higher morbidity rate. And so we need people to kind of shed a few if they can. And not that not everyone can, and I get that. But I do feel like we need to start helping people get a boost and getting a little healthier. And
Well, we just recently were just saying, I mean, there's choices. Every day you decide to put something in your mouth, it's a choice.
Mm-hmm.
So we went on a little trip to visit some friends. We were around a lot of situations, and we did make choices. I think we made healthy choices.
Oh, congratulations.
We could have gone crazy. But we didn't. Small portions. Small portions out to dinner. What am I putting in my body? It's really important. Again, with everything going on right now, we don't need to work against the viruses floating out there by being with unhealthy choices.
And also, we have during COVID, during when we were really worried about it, we did a lot of stress eating and stress lifestyle, and we just stared at our computer screens. And we have to shift that a little bit.
Well, you know, we're here with Dr. Trudy Pratt. How do people get a hold of you?
Well, this is not really something that I treat. No. I'm just sort of sharing info.
I know, but if they had a, so what we're going to do is instead of you inundating her office with phone calls and stuff, she's going to write up a little something. She's going to send it to us. I'm going to put it on Facebook. We'll make sure we get it shared out as much as we can. You know, like you said, you know, I was born ugly, but I wasn't born fat. So that's up to me how I want to, live my life. And, over the last few months, I've lost 23, 24 pounds.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. And it wasn't for that. It was for me. It was for me trying to do it. And but that also lessens the chance of the severity if I ever got COVID or other things. So, we're really pushing this to take care of yourself in a health-wise.
And support each other. COVID is scary and lonely, and we need to come together and have compassion for each other, not pick on each other.
And COVID's not going to end. We're in the Delta variant, and they're using the Greek alphabet. So after that is Gamma, I believe. How do we combat it? Monoclonals may be a huge step forward for all of us. Anyway, we've got to take a break for the news. And
thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Trudy Pratt.
It was nice to be here.
Yeah, Reading Police Department will join us right after the news break.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
An offer of roughly 3 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine developed by China.
This isn't the first time North Korea has turned away vaccines. It's already refused direct offers from Russia and other nations with little or no explanation. This time, Pyongyang told the UN children's charity UNICEF that the vaccines that would have been provided by China should instead go to countries that were hard hit by the pandemic. North Korea was the first country to shut its borders when COVID-19 began to spread and maintains it has not yet had a single confirmed case, though outside experts question that claim.
The BBC's Celia Hatton. Flash floods swept cars down streets in a seaside town in northeastern Spain earlier today, parts of Spain hit by powerful overnight storms. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Federal Highway Safety Agency wants detailed information about how Tesla's autopilot system detects and responds to emergency vehicles that are handling traffic crashes.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration made the request in an 11-page letter to the electric car maker. The letter is part of an investigation into how the company's partially automated driving system behaves when it encounters first responder vehicles. The agency also added a 12th crash to its probe in which a Tesla on autopilot hit a parked Florida Highway Patrol cruiser last weekend on an interstate highway near downtown Orlando. Tesla has to respond by October 22nd or seek an extension. The agency says it can fine Tesla more than $114 million if it fails to comply. Jeremy House reporting.
And watching Wall Street, stocks mixed. The Dow down 40 points, the NASDAQ up 91. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's the way you hop into our chat room also. Today is the first day of September, and a Wednesday.
Oh, my goodness.
And a Wednesday, 8:05, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, which is just like every other hospital, is under a siege by the number of COVID patients that seem to be showing up in our county. But they're handling it and handling it well. Jared's at the helm.
Good morning.
Good morning, and Linda.
Currently 64 degrees in the downtown studios today. We'll have sunny with a high of 90 and overnight lows of 60. Thursday calls for 90, overnight lows of 62. As we progress to the weekend, of course, we do have Labor Day weekend. And as you look outside, we are just going to have, they're just smoky skies. Friday will be 95, Saturday 97, Sunday 100, Labor Day 101, and Tuesday back to 99. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yes, it's hump day, Wednesday. Now we're on the downward slide into Friday. Hey, we're here with Reading the Police Department, and today Captain Brian Barner, who heads up the field ops in the patrol division. Good morning there, Brian.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you know what? It's a pleasure to have you on. I saw you, a few weeks ago, I guess, having lunch with your beautiful wife.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And it's great seeing people, you know, because you're in kind of more of a relaxed mood in that sense. But people forget that police are out here in town using our businesses, interacting with people all the time. And you can kind of identify a officer when they're in their civilian clothes because they're carrying a gun and a badge. You know, that's, for me, is the first indicator.
Yep, and that's exactly why we carry those items. That's one of the big selling points that we have. You know, we're doing a lot of recruitment right now for police officers and the positions that we have open at the police department. And that's one of the big selling points that we have, is that our police officers live in this community. Our kids go to school in this community. You know, our parents live here. Our brothers and sisters live here. And so we have a vested interest in the community. We do go to lunch with our wife here, unlike some other agencies where, you know, the officers commute 45 minutes to an hour into the agency that they work for, and they don't have a vested interest in that. We're different here. The majority of our officers that work here grew up here, went to high school here. We have lots of candid conversations of rivalries of high schools, you know, Enterprise versus Shasta and Foothill. They're all graduates that work for us now and have come back home to work for the Reading Police Department and serve our community.
Any out of Cottonwood?
Yes, we actually have quite a few West Valley officers that have come up. We've picked a few off of wrestling teams that have represented West Valley well. So,
well, Captain, I have a question for you right off the top of the bat here, and I don't even know where we are. Do we have? Yeah, we have time. Okay, through your eyes, in your expertise, You have been, you're a captain, and you've been on the force now how long?
25 years as a police officer here with Reading.
Okay, 25 years. And now we are going through the crises of the two major crises right now in our community and in our state and in our country and the world, but here locally. The fires, the agitation of COVID and fires. Through your eyes, if you would share with our listeners what has changed in the daily observation for you?
You know, I think the main thing for me personally is I'm just glad I live in Reading and not some of these other communities that are that, you know, I don't believe are sending the right message. Every time we have one of these disasters that happen or pandemics, you know, we think, you know, it can't get any worse. And 6 months later, it seems like we have something else going on. But, you know, we have good men and women at the Reading Police Department, and, you know, we just adapt and overcome. We continue to come to work. We've come to work through COVID every day, 24/7. We've had to adjust shifts through COVID. We've had people that have gotten COVID, and we've dealt with that. And we've kept our employees safe, but you know, officers are out every day dealing with the public, and they're going to people's houses, and they're arresting people, and they're dealing with sick people, and they're smart, and we've given them the training and the tools that they need to stay safe out there. But again, I'm just glad I live in Reading. I'm glad that I live in this community, and there is a lot of issues going on, and we just need to continue to work together and as a community and move forward. You know, we constantly tell our officers, just be careful when you're watching the news. We're not Minneapolis. We're not Portland. We're Reading. And our community supports our police department. Every time I go to coffee, I see Carl at when we go get a sandwich. And,
yeah.
You know.
Sandwichery, yeah.
Yeah, plug.
I've had. I've had other officers come that are friends of mine from other agencies, and they're shocked when they go to lunch and the amount of people that come up and thank us for our service. That doesn't happen at other places and agencies that they work for. So we're lucky to be up here, and that's why we're proud to serve our community here.
It's an earned accolade. Trust me, if y'all were a bunch of thugs, you wouldn't be having that happen. Well, I mean, it just is.
Exactly.
It's a result of how you all handle yourselves, your comportment, and with the people of Reading.
And we push hard for our officers to be out in the community and be involved in community groups. And, you know, our officers are out coaching Little League teams and football. And that's so important for those kids to see the other side, like you talked about, Carl, the other side of officers, that we are human. We do have families. And we're not just robots driving around in a police car. No. We do make mistakes, and when we do that, we learn from them, and hopefully they're not major mistakes. But
you also try to prevent the mistakes from happening, which is one of the reasons that after somebody, even after they've gotten through the post-training, it's only like about, 40% of the ones that come back don't even make it onto the streets by themselves. Because you don't want... I mean, it's a high failure rate, but consider the alternative. You put somebody on the street you're not sure of.
Correct.
And it just makes things exponentially worse.
And there's so much for an officer to know now. Just our computer system that's in the car. The legalities are changing daily. I mean, if you just look at the COVID protocols, you know, we're changing very regularly, if not daily, weekly, something different comes out on how we need to handle employees and briefings and meetings. And but, you know, we have quality people. We always preach that. If we have openings, don't just fill those openings. We need to have quality control and keep quality people here working for our department.
Okay. We're here with Captain Brian Barner, and he's head of field ops. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we had a terrible incident that happened just the other night. And I'd like to talk about it as much as you can with that car wreck.
Yes.
This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by my favorite place to make amends, Four Winds Jewelry. Yes, there's. They've got their own little. Have my own little display case there. It says for Carl, and feel free for anybody to go in there. If it's that time for, you know, it's birthdays, anniversaries. I'm sorry. Gosh, I'll never do it again. I never thought that that would be offensive type of, you know, of case. All guys understand what I'm talking about. But Four Winds Jewelry, really good people. They've got a only full-service jewelry store in Redding. They've got a tremendous selection of jewelry ranging from the very classic the Native American to specially designed jewelry, plus everything in between. They're located right across the street from Sierra Gibbs at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Redding. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, empowering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join Turtle Bay and Dutch Bros Coffee on Thursday, September 16th for Caffeinate for a Cause. From 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m., $1 from all drink sales and tips given to our honorary baristas go towards supporting Turtle Bay education programming. To learn more, visit turtlebay.org.
Once was a thought inside my head.
rolling with the flow. Folks said that I would change my mind. I'd straighten up.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, 8:19 in the morning here on the first day of September. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. With all the fires going on, people are getting their insurance canceled, not because they were in fires, but just because you happen to live in Northern California. If you're having a problem with that, any types of your insurance, any concerns, health insurance or anything like that, Maxwell Insurance and Financial is a place to turn to. They've been helping families and business owners, seniors, veterans, since 1993, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. But give Judy a call or one of her top professionals there at 221-0441. Talk about your insurance. They also have a financial advice division there, financial investments. If you're looking for a second opinion on retirement plans or 401s, give them a call for a free review and evaluation. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial, 221-0441. We're here with Captain Brian Barner, who is from the Reading Police Department, head of the field ops, field operations, which is all the police you see on the streets there. Brian, just a few days ago, terrible crash, killing one young person, injuring others. It was like, gosh, I haven't seen something like this. I don't believe since I've lived here.
Yeah, just a horrific incident that happened. Unfortunate.
Stolen car.
Yes.
Teenagers.
Stolen car that had been broadcast to our officers. One of our officers located the vehicle. As soon as he turned his emergency lights on, the vehicle turned all its headlights off. This was in the middle of the night.
3 a.m.
Yep. And he immediately turned off his emergency lights. And as soon as they turned off their headlights and went through the AM-PM parking lot at a high rate of speed, it was over. So our officer made a great decision at that point. You know, no stolen vehicle is worth chasing in the danger to the public and pedestrians. Even at 3 o'clock in the morning, there's still people walking around, and so he immediately stopped. The emergency lights were off. One of the people out of the car that we interviewed actually said that they thought the lights were broke on the police car because they went off so fast. And but it was unfortunate that the driver continued to flee and ended up crashing into another vehicle at Hilltop and Cypress at a high rate of speed.
Yeah, they were the police officer had dropped back, lost sight of him because of the speed the guy was going.
Yeah, where he made an initial traffic stop he attempted to make was at Churn Creek and Mistletoe.
Right.
So the vehicle fled through the parking lot AM-PM. He canceled and broadcast where the last place that he had seen that vehicle, which was at Mistletoe turning onto Hilltop, and then he lost sight of it.
I think the thing that was really surprising to me was the age of these kids, 15 years old. I think there was a couple 16, but they were 15 and 16 years old on this.
Yeah, very young.
Yeah, 3 a.m. in the morning.
Five kids.
Five kids. And then how would you like to be the driver of the other car? And but you said, what are they doing out at 3 a.m.? Well, if they come home from a job, going to a job, it doesn't make any difference. They weren't breaking the law. They didn't have drugs or alcohol in their system, and then have something like this happen.
Yeah, so, very unfortunate.
Luckily, that driver walked away.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yes. An eighth of a second difference from just clipping the front end of the vehicle that they hit or mm-hmm. going straight,
wow.
straight into the side of it. So we were able to...
are these local kids?
Yes, they are local schools.
Enterprise, that's right.
They went yeah, so the you know you have the initial investigation of our officers and fire and medical that responded and citizens that stopped to help. That, you know, just a horrific scene for them to deal with.
Yeah.
But then calling out our school resource officers to start the process with the schools and get counselors ready for Monday morning when the kids mm-hmm. come to school that knew this kid that had passed away. So there's a lot to it, and you know, having a debrief with our officers to make sure they're okay, and doing a critical incident stress debrief if needed for that shift to make sure that they're okay, so that they can continue doing this job every day and seeing horrific things like that.
Yeah, people don't realize that it's the aftermath that causes a lot of the post-traumatic incidents. It's not the incident itself, but it's the results of it. I mean, you have to see, mangled or injured children. That seems to have more of an effect on, I know it did on my Marines, than seeing somebody that's trying to kill you.
Yeah. And you have our officers, they arrived right away after this happened, and they're trying to, they're doing life-saving measures to this 15-year-old kid and the other kids that were injured. That's a difficult thing to do, to go from driving around in your police car to the next thing you're dealing with that.
And so when Carl and I first got wind and heard about this terrible incident, it makes you reflect on your teen years and being with people that it could have been you with a group of people that decided, and you were going along, you kind of got into a situation where you kind of went along, and it happened so fast. It's get in that car. I got it. Let's go. A bunch of kids shouldn't be out at 3:00 in the morning. Anyway, school kids. But anyway, it's just about you are who you hang with, in the wrong place at the wrong time, doing the wrong things.
Yeah, and I think it's important that parents have that conversation with their kids, who they get in the car with and who they're with, at 3:00 in the morning. Nothing good happens at 3:00 in the morning with 15-year-olds.
And it was on a Thursday, right?
It was. Thursday. No, that was a Saturday night.
Oh, was it a Saturday? A
early Sunday morning.
Early Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I asked this question, Chief Shuler, and by the way, our new sheriff will be on a week from today, or 2 weeks from today. Is it getting more violent out there, Brian? Or is it just, that's just purely anecdotal, but it appears that it's more violent out there.
I think it is. I think that just with the political climate now, and when you turn the news on, and there's a lot of disrespect for law enforcement, and so people that we deal with on a daily basis are willing to confront officers more than they might have in the past, and our officers are constantly, almost on a daily basis, if not several times a day, we are having to deal with people that are violent, and that's where we just have to hope that we give them the training, which we do, and the tools, and they wait for their backup, and they're smart in what they do so they don't get injured. We do have several out right now. We have 11 in our field operations division that are out on long-term injuries.
It's always been, I think your average is something like 10% of your officers have been injured at any one time. And I think one was a 16-year-old moved the knee.
Yes.
I mean, totally screwed up the knee of one of the officers. He was out for a long time. I don't even know if he ever came back after that.
And we can have one major incident with a violent person, and we can have two or three officers get hurt and be out for a long term. I mean, that's almost half a shift right there. And then you stack the COVID on top of that, and families and officers' families that, where they need to be out and staffing and trying to keep our shifts full. But we're doing it. We're staying there. Our officers are always willing to come in and work overtime. They're working their butts off right now. They're over at all these fires that are going on, providing mutual aid to, the other communities surrounding us and helping those other agencies. So, they're tired, but they want to serve. So they're helping out not only our community, but these other communities that are suffering through these fires.
We're here with Captain Brian Barner, who heads up field ops. We talked about the being a policeman here in Reading, and then we've also talked about this sort of horrendous incident from Saturday night where these kids, 15, 16, maybe even younger than that, were out at 3 a.m., and they were speeding. Policeman put his lights on. They turned their lights off. Policeman turned his lights off. because they didn't want to chase them during that circumstances. They kept speeding. They hit another car, and they lost control, turned their car over. People were ejected from the car. One young teenager killed, a number of people injured. I'm going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, Shasta Regional Medical Center doesn't rest on its laurels. Yes, it's one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. Yes, it's one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Yesterday they had a job fair, a very successful job fair in hiring nurses and other medical professionals there. They're the only hospital in the area with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system, less pain, reduced risk, faster recovery times, the TAVR valve replacement, and now they're becoming a teaching hospital, and they're going to be bringing in residents from all over. A total of up to 24 residents going to be working there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Why is this important? Well, one, it's more doctors available. But two, when you bring the physicians and their families up here, they see what a great place Redding is, and they'll stay. And that in itself is a great idea. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Professionals from all over the world have been working remotely, and the hardest part is finding a great place to focus and get the job done. Drop-in Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East offers modern and clean workspaces, call booths, conference rooms, and secure fast Wi-Fi. Drop-in's pricing is pay-as-you-go, with bundles of hours as low as $3 an hour. No contracts, no obligation. Drop-in Go Working, 155 Lake Boulevard East, next door to Starbucks and Subway across from Waterworks Park. Drop-in for an hour or more and try it out. Drop-in.mobi. That's drop-in.mobi.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. with the California Adventure District radio show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Debod. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:35 in the morning and 72 degrees out there. Air quality index sucks. I don't know if that's the correct federal term they use, but let's just say very unhealthy. 237 is the air quality index right here in Redding. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, a great place to get your haircut, the only place I've had my haircut since living in Redding. I know I'm a newbie. I've only been here 14 years, but a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, works on appointments only, 244-9478 is the phone number. I'm getting my haircut this week. Man's Last Stronghold. Yep. You won't see Dr. Phil on the TV. A number of questions coming in through the chat room. One of them is about diversity in the police force. Brian, and we're with Captain Brian Barnes, who's head of field ops and has been a policeman here for 25 years.
You know, I think we're doing a good job with our diversity at the police department. And we have officers and CSOs and cadets that are represent our community. And we are constantly out doing out recruiting for police officers. I think it's exciting that we have one officer that started as a cadet here that is an African-American. He started as a cadet here, worked his way through, went and worked for another agency, and is on his way back home to work for the Redding Police Department. We have another one, also a cadet, African-American gentleman, that is going through the hiring process for the Redding Police Department that worked for us prior. So, I think that we do represent our area, and we're constantly sending our recruiting team. They just came back from a trip down to the Napa Police Academy to do recruiting down there, and we have a couple applicants that we've pushed through.
Yeah, I mean, it's diversity is, you know, it's of course important, but the police department also reflects the community too. And if you've got a 98% white community, but the fact that you're reaching out. I think it is important. You need to see things like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, I talked about earlier that the majority of our officers have grown up here and have gone to high school here and have come back home because they love Redding. And so that is, you know, predominantly a white community that we're in here in Redding. And so that represents the officers that we have here. But I believe that we're doing a good job with our diversity. We are diverse. We do look for that in our hiring, but again, just that one, we're not going to hire somebody just for diversity. We're going to hire the best officer we can to serve our community in the police department.
It works against the department and everything. Oh yeah, we're going to be diverse, but then that person doesn't meet the same criteria, and that you put them on the street and there's an incident. I mean, that's the last thing you want.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, of course, you want the very best to be protecting our community.
But it is exciting to see, you know, that we hired these 18-year-olds as cadets and kind of groom them through, and that they're coming back to work for the Redding Police Department. That's exciting news for us.
Now, we're getting ready to start that big program. Started Monday or starts next Monday?
Start Monday, the Crisis Intervention Response Team. So we've been working on that and staffing. That's two of the Redding Police Department officers will be teamed up with mental health, and they will be out Monday through Friday now, so 5 days a week, out responding to primarily to mental health calls. It's a different way of doing police work, so it's been a challenge to get this up and running. The officers will not be in uniform, so that'll be different, and it is trying to address the mental health community and the amount of calls that we have, putting a mental health professional in a car with our officers, and they're going to work together to solve some of these problems that we have We have several people in our community that, you know, they take a lot of calls for service for our patrol officers that have mental health issues, and now these officers with mental health professionals will be able to go out and work directly with these people to get them the help they need and hopefully relieve our officers from having to respond, you know, 10, 20, 30 times for calls for service.
From the same guy or girl.
Correct.
Right. And the other thing, too, on this is your officers know the people with mental problems out there because you deal with them all the time.
But they know them on a first-name basis.
Oh, yeah. And so when you hear that Hank, there's a guy down, he's on the street, he's doing this, he's screaming at windows, he's pulling his clothes off, and you go, oh, that's Hank. So now the crisis action team will go there. Police will stand back, and you're a mental health expert.
Yeah.
Try to start working with them. From what I understand, many of these, you know, it's purely a medication thing. You know, they're either self-medicating or they're not taking their medication. Is that true?
Yeah, and we've had many success stories on, you know, people that we've been able to get to the right help. Just housing. There's so many housing options for some of these people with mental health issues that are on the street that they just don't know about, and they need somebody to help them along the way. And so that will be the crisis intervention response team. That'll be their job. Their job will be to be out there and help these people get the help they need. And it's a win-win. It's a win for the community to get them off the street so the community's not calling the police department and then the police department's not having to respond and tying up our resources. And then to get that person the help that they need and get them a better quality of life.
Okay. The neighborhood police unit, you know, we got that one. It's a big success. And then another one is started up, or it's getting ready to.
Yep, we are again. It's the getting people hired so that we can fill those positions. But yeah, neighborhood police unit is running. We have two in there right now. We're running two short. The bike team downtown, which will be four officers, will be coming. But to fill those positions, we have to pull an officer out of patrol. And until we hire some more people we can't fill those positions yet. So patrol and 911 calls and calls for service are the backbone of the police department. So we need to keep that staffed. And as we get the additional staffing, these guys and gals off of out of the academy and through our FTO program and on the street, then we'll start filling those programs more. So CIRT was the priority. And
right.
So September 5th is the day that's We're pulling two officers out of patrol and putting them in there full time.
You know what? What shift does that start?
So that'll be a Monday through Friday. We looked at calls for service.
24 hours a day.
That'll be just Monday through Friday, weekends on call.
Weekends on call, but it's going to be, the whole shift? Shift or two shifts?
They will be mainly swing shift hours. So we look at calls for service for mental health calls and what the... You know, where are the calls for service? What times of the day? It doesn't make sense to have them out at 3 o'clock in the morning because the calls for service just don't show that. So they're going to be working swing shift hours.
And that is? And
that'll be technically on paper. They'll be like 11 o'clock until 9 o'clock at night.
Okay.
But a flexible work schedule.
And, so at 11:01, when you get the call from right here and it's me out here waving a shirt over my head and all that just to be the first.
That's right. Yeah, okay. the first for CIRT.
Yeah, the first one. And what happens? I get tased just because everybody knows me. Okay. I think this is great. This is a great step forward. I think the neighborhood police units, I think people, you know, out there, yeah, everything's not perfect. I mean, somebody said, well, I saw somebody steal something from Lowe's. And then the police caught him. And then, you know, they turned him loose. If it's under a certain amount of money, what can a policeman do?
Yeah, that's just the way that unfortunately, the way that the laws are written. And trust me, the police officer would love to take that person to jail and have them stay there. But unfortunately, we have to play by the rules, which are the laws.
Do you give them like a ticket or anything?
They get a ticket.
Yep,
it's called a cite and release. So they're technically arrested and released with a court date. And because if we take that person to jail, they're not going to stay because the jail has its issues as far as capacity, and they have to look at. So then it ties our officer up to book that person in the jail for an hour that they can't respond to your 911 call or your traffic accident.
Give them a ticket, and then they get a failure to appear. If they get enough of those, maybe you can make something.
Yeah, and eventually we have it. We have the chronic offender program where we take our top people that we deal with and that don't go to court, and we make between the DA's office and the jail and the police department. Sure. We have an agreement that they hang on to those people until they go to court.
Sure.
So we have those little programs in place for our chronic offenders and try to hold them accountable.
You know, we should start public shaming. Okay, Jesus, would you like it when you catch people like that? We bring them. We have stocks in right down here in the new section of town here, and we put people in stocks and sign around their neck. Shoplifter. And then you have things like old tomatoes and stuff. So, you know, you could walk by and you throw old squishy tomatoes at them. Yeah, you know what? It is public shaming. And maybe, you know, drunk
let's,
in
when
public.
We get back and really, literally for 2021 days, in the year of 2021, volunteers. Let's talk about volunteering when we come back and some of the programs that you do have. You've got a wonderful, informative website. And the Explorer program, some different things that, and the ride-along program. Let's talk about encouraging some of our citizens to find out just exactly what goes on in the day of riding along with one of our police officers. We're going to take a break here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. And this portion of the show is brought to you by
Bastiani Arms. If you're looking to buy a firearm, buy it from a local person who knows what he's talking about. Great customer services is where we buy our firearms. Is at Bastiani Arms. He has a great selection, and he has ammo. He has all the accessories you need. I need to put an optic on my pistol before I go to this class. And I would go to no other place than Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Give them a call at 222-8222, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm voting yes to recall Newsom and voting for Jenny Ray LaRue for governor. I've lived in California for 27 years. Newsom's broken promises are ruining California. I've met Jenny Ray. Jenny Ray is a business owner, mom, and farmer. She keeps her promises. Jenny Ray will build a safe future with great schools, good jobs, and more than enough water and power. Jenny Ray will free California to live, work, and breathe again.
Approved by Reading resident Jenny Ray LaRue for governor 2021.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Reading, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane.
Over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean is a family-owned business. They offer only the highest quality service. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Who's this group? Is this the New Christy Minstrels?
This is the Seekers.
Oh, the Seekers.
The Seekers.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I had a crush on her for, I think I still do. She's 80-something. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're here with Captain Brian Barner, who from the Reading Police Department, is in charge of field ops. We've talked about a number of different things here, including diversity in the force, the new crisis action team. We have a what are the things that are going on that are coming down the pike for us, Brian?
You know, I think the big thing is, I think the number one goal right now for the police department is just the hiring so we can get the bike team up and running, get the neighborhood police unit back up to full staff, our traffic unit back up to full staff, because those support patrol. And so patrol is our number one to keep staffed. And as we get these vacancies filled with new quality police officers coming in, then we can fill those auxiliary units, which are important for our community. I mean, everybody's seen what MPU has done. And you put a four-person bike team downtown and the good that they're going to be able to do. It's exciting. The Crisis Intervention Response Team, which we already talked about, that's an exciting new venture for the police department in our community and, you know, kind of cutting edge. It's different. There's a few different police departments that have started that, but actually putting mental health professionals with a non-uniformed, not driving a marked patrol unit responding to these calls, it's exciting. It's exciting to see.
Well, it just lessens the tension of everything.
Well, a couple things here that we'd like to cover before you leave, Captain. One is that we did have a text, somebody in the chat pack talk about diversification of, and you've covered this already?
Right.
All right. So just wanted to make sure that I took off for a second in the room. I wanted to make sure we covered that. Soon to be released. We will be seeing that it is happening. Second of all, let's talk about your volunteer program, and then let's go into your cadets in the cadet program.
Yeah, so we have start with the Explorer program. Explorer program is for high school young men and women who are interested in law enforcement. They don't have to want to be a police officer, maybe just something else within law enforcement, because there's so many jobs that are done. We have CSOs, we have records technicians, we have dispatchers, but just exposing them to what we do at the police department. And so that's available at 15 years old. So these young men and women that can come onto that Explorer program, that's a volunteer program. So at 18, they can become cadets, which is actually a paid position. It's a part-time position where they're out handling traffic collisions. They're responding, doing traffic control, special events, serving subpoenas, helping out just with the various duties that we have identified at the police department. Gives them a little bit more exposure to police work. We've been very successful with many of our cadets moving on to become police officers. I started as an explorer at 15 here with the police department and then worked as a cadet for a little bit, and the police department actually put me through the academy. And I look at that investment of, you know, I've been here 25 years as a police officer now. So that was a good investment at 15 years old as an explorer to get me into the Reading Police Department. So we've hired many of our cadets. We have a couple in the academy right now, a couple in the hiring process. So it's good to grab onto those young men and women and show them what the Reading Police Department is all about, and hopefully they don't leave. Hopefully they say, this is where I want to stay and I want to work. And so we put the time and money into them to train them to be police officers, and then they come and serve our community.
Well, they're the ones you see out there a lot of times at events.
Yes.
They're out there directing traffic, pointing down the street, stopping, going, you know, all those things. And it's cool.
Yes.
It's cool. It's like many of the armed forces have junior ROTC programs in
the
high schools.
So does that happen? So, again, so the ROTC and the cadet program, is it the cadet program is something that at 15 years old, is that through high schools, or how does one tell their children at 15 years old, hey, check into this?
Yeah, so it's run through the Boy Scouts. So Boy Scouts actually sponsors the Explorer program, which is the volunteer program at 15. And so all of the information is on our website. Our recruiting officers go to the ROP high school classes to do some recruiting of those Explorers. And then the Explorers recruit. So they recruit their friends and others that have the interest in law enforcement to come and be Explorers for our agency. So, you know, COVID's been a difficult push for our Explorer program, and, you know, because we haven't been able to get them down to the police department and doing kind of the fun things that they do, the trainings that they get to do. So we're constantly trying to figure out what we can do and keeping them outdoors, but keeping them engaged in the Explorer program. And then lastly, we have just strictly our volunteer program, which is for anybody, adults that want to volunteer at the police department. We have many volunteers that help us out, and they do data entry, various tasks in our records division as volunteers. We have a volunteer that helps out with transporting our cars to the city shop for maintenance. So they work with the cadet program to get our cars out for maintenance, so we're not tying a police officer up to do that. So volunteers are, you know, and again, volunteers have been one that during COVID have been difficult, because we want to keep them safe and we want to keep our officers safe. So we try to limit as much exposure as we can with those people in the police department coming and going. If anybody is interested in the volunteer program, the cadet program, the Explorer program, it's all on our website. Go to the Reading Police Department website and check that out. And you can apply to be a cadet. It starts at 18. It doesn't mean that 18 is the cutoff age. We've had older people come in, you know, in their mid 20s that are still interested. And
it's not too late, Linda, for you.
We might bring Linda. I might drop an application to her on the way out. Cadet Linda.
Cadet Linda. I love that. Senior cadet.
We'll give her some stripes.
We're here with Captain Brian Barner, Reading Police Department. Head of the field operations group. Do you like, we've only got a couple minutes, do you like ride-alongs?
Yes, and you did touch on ride-alongs. We're supposed to talk about that. And again, another, I hate to beat the COVID drum, but we've had to suspend our ride-along program for the last several months, just mm-hmm. because putting somebody, mm-hmm. you know, one, the liability of saying, hey, you can come out and go on a ride-along even though you signed a liability waiver, but then exposing them to somebody that we might arrest that has COVID, even though we mask them, you know, we have protocols when we put them in the car, but we just don't want to expose people in our community to that. And then also our officers, we need to keep them safe. So we, right now the ride-along program is suspended.
Okay.
And it'll be back, though, as soon as we can get through all of this COVID stuff. So we are putting people on a wait list that do go online and say they want to go on a ride-along, and we won't forget about you. We will get you in.
As soon as you start again.
Yep, it is very important to get people out there to see what our officers are doing.
For the first time, maybe in the United States, a individual was charged with capital murder for providing fentanyl to a 13-year-old. Big crisis we have here.
Yes. Yes, it is. And you know, we are continuing to work diligently. Our task force is working diligently on the fentanyl. And, you know, you see more and more cases in the newspaper. Our neighborhood police unit and CINTIF are making arrests and big seizures of fentanyl coming into our community. Very dangerous. It's very dangerous for anybody that comes across it. It's dangerous for our officers that find it. I don't see it stopping anytime soon.
It's a major scourge to our society. Captain Brian Barner, thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
And Chief Shuler sent a very able stand-in today to discuss everything that's going on. We've answered most of the questions in the chat room, and you've brought up a few others. So please pass on to our police department that we care about them, and we appreciate what they're doing for our community.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bet. Hey, tomorrow, Reading Rancheria, and also the cancel culture. I want to talk about cancel culture tomorrow. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.